we remember it like it's Christmas. And not to say it's a day that you will never forget. You know, December 25th is Christmas, but 9/11 is, and I hate to use that analogy, but it is a day that we can never, ever forget because of what happened. Now, what's happening in the nation's capital, if you're not aware, there's a little rift going on right now because there's like, was it 2 million bikers wanted to have permits to ride through the city. They weren't granted permits because there was already a big rally being held by what was originally called the Million Muslim March, where they have since changed the name to, let me see what they're changing it to. They're changing it to the Million American March Against Fear. And I'm just listening and looking at these blogs, and all these people are talking about, you know, this president. Of course, you know, I'm an apologist for President Obama. This president allowed these Muslims to march, these terrorists. I mean, when does the ignorance stop?
Right.
The Muslims, these folks that are marching that permitted before the bikers, they have a right to do that. But do we have to look at every person that is a Muslim as a terrorist? This ignorance has to stop. What makes you more of an American than them? I bet you your ancestors came from somewhere. All of us came from some other place in the
world.
Unless
you're Native American, of course.
Yes. So I don't quite understand it. But what's happening is that one of the reasons why the bikers didn't get the grant, and trust me, I love Rolling Thunder when it happens, you know, and you get to see all the different bikes and the whole nine and the folks that are on them. You know, I love watching it. Me and my kids used to watch it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it's during a work day, during the week, and would create havoc with the roads in Washington, D.C., which is why they weren't granted a permit. Because sometimes they could permit two or three events going on at the same time.
Right.
But they just thought this was going to be a major problem.
And there were tons of events going on today.
And if you haven't been in Washington, D.C. on a regular day, the traffic is crazy. Yeah,
but my big question, I ask myself all the time, when are we going to stop the ignorance? You know, a lot of people are critical of me sometimes because, you know, I make light of, you know, racial things and so on and so forth. There's a reason. There's a method to my madness. You know, I always feel like we got to laugh at it. It lightens, it softens the blow of the hate. You know, if you can laugh at it, you know, it's like I always say, somebody keeps punching the jaw and you keep screaming. You know, after a while, stop screaming, they'll stop punching you. You know, that's just me, and I could be wrong. That's my worldview. But this whole, you know, these terrorists are being allowed, and the president, who was a secret Muslim, as if that would be wrong if he were.
And like the president is the one who signs off on that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
he signs off on the local DC permits.
I tell you what, man. Can you tell Assad to hold on there in Caesarea? I got to sign off on the permits in DC. Absolutely outrageous. The ignorance. And when is it going to stop? Can you answer that? Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I mean, I don't think it's ever going to stop because the government has kind of sort of promoted it in a, I guess, in a sneaky kind of way. But it's just odd that people associate terrorism with Muslims. But the Oklahoma bombing, that wasn't a Muslim. That was an American. And I'm not sure if he was a Christian or not. But I know plenty of Christians that do, you know, have committed terrorist acts. So why don't we associate that with them? It just gives us an enemy unlike ourselves.
Right. Yeah, and you know what, listen, there are people that are radicals in almost every aspect of our life. And you know what? Radicals have a right, too, until they start infringing on other people's rights, like bombing places and killing children. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Your comment.
I just want to say, man, all them bikers, man, to me, they just come off as a bunch of, like, racist rednecks, man.
Well,
you know, like,
I don't want to label them because a lot of those bikers are not. I would say a large amount. There's just a small. See, here's what's happening in America, Rashawn. We got a small group of racist people that are seeing their demise. They're saying, damn, we cannot manipulate the minds anymore. You know, right. And they're just holding on. They're just holding on, and they get, you know, they can go on Fox News or whatever, and there's their platform. They can put out that hate. And sometimes it's subliminal and sometimes it's not.
Right.
But there's just, it's a small group, so don't label all the bikers as that, because that would not be fair.
Yeah, ain't gonna label all of them that, but you know, for the most part, you know, they wouldn't be doing this if Obama wasn't off, wasn't a black president. You know, if there's anybody else in office, they wouldn't be rallying and not getting permits. And
you know,
rules.
I disagree with you again there, Rashawn. I think they were they were riding bikes through D.C. long before President Obama.
I was gonna try to enlighten us, so I just googled a list of American terrorists. The list is so long, I can't even. I can't even do it.
Good morning,
hello.
Hey, this is Renata from Dayton.
Yes, ma'am.
I just really feel like, to me, it sounds like a whole bunch of grown-ups acting like kids. Oh, we can't ride our bikes and they can march.
That's you like them better than us.
Yeah.
I'm just so over the grown-ups acting like children nowadays. That's
you know, it's first come, first serve. You know that's how it works. You know, if you're late to line at the in the lunch line, you're not going to get the pudding. You know, it's bottled up. You ever be late, man, and you're serving chocolate pudding, and you want to get there early so when they have seconds, you know, because they're going to run out of seconds.
Right.
This analogy, this pudding analogy.
First come, first serve, baby.
With the pudding.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, it's your comment, please.
Yeah, you know, whenever issues come up like this, we have to always look at the bigger picture. You know, this is just a form of divide and conquer.
Yes.
When you have white people who are mad at Muslim people, you have black people mad at white people, vice versa. We have to look at the top, where these issues stem from. Mm-hmm. It's really corporate economic injustice that's going on here.
And let me just say this. White people aren't owning this, okay? This isn't all white people that see a Muslim and get scared.
I hear you on that.
You know,
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Every time you look at YouTube or something like that, no matter what the video is about, it goes down to, you know, the most basic racial slurs, no matter what. It's just, you know.
The ignorance. Can we stop being ignorant for a minute, especially on this day?
Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, when all the people that died on 9/11 were from every walk of life. Every walk of life. And, you know, I pray for the day when it will stop. I really do, you know. In the meantime, I'm going to laugh at it as much as I can so I can soften that blow, and then one day it will just go away. That's wishful thinking, but that's my worldview.